Now, will you notice verse 21 here in this fifth chapter? For the ways of man are before the eyes of Jehovah, and he pondereth all his goings. Now, there's an interesting verse. The ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. You have to recognize that God is seeing you all the time. He's watching you all the time. A man was put in a foursome with three of us that were Christians. He didn't know that we were three preachers, and he was glad to get away from us when he found out who we were. But he ripped out an oath, and when he found out that he was with preachers, he began to apologize. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry what I said," and all that sort of thing. Well, I'll tell you, I said to him, I said, "Brother, oh, don't pay attention to us. We're just three men like you are. But you are speaking that way before God all the time. And I don't care whether you're in a bar room or wherever you are. You're saying that before God. The ways of man are before the eyes of Jehovah. And God pondereth. God is wondering why you act and say what you do." I think that's the only time that God really gets puzzled, is the way that some act today. Now, we have here a tremendous picture. I heard a man preaching years ago. He said, "I'm a dying man talking to dying men." That's what we are. "I'm a sinner saved by grace," speaking to sinners that if they're not saved by grace, they can be saved by the grace of God. Now notice as he moves on here, he says here that his own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. God says that there is a day coming, a day of accountability, a day of retribution. A payday is coming someday, and that day is on the way, my friend. You think you're getting by with it. You're not getting by with it at all.